Bring me in, cowards. Bring me in, you cowards. I can't hear the music.
I don't know what to tell you. It's playing.
It's playing. It's great.
I'm just going through the motions. I can't even hear anything.
Welcome into another Barncast. Happy Thursday. I don't know what day it is anymore. I think it's Thursday. Media Days is done. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Christian Rao. Seaside Daddy is what that says. That's what he named himself. Kyle Rush came in with that name. We didn't do that. He named himself Seaside Daddy. If there's ever any question about who's a better human being than the others, when you talk about the barn,
Alan up there to give a watermelon.
You just look at what beach people go to. I went to Orange Beach a few weeks ago. Like
bomb.
Because I'm a bum.
What a bum.
Seaside Daddy over there partying at 30A. Partying at 30A. His wife getting, you know, biking content, all sort of 30A content. And it's like, wow.
My mic just went out. So
he's better at life than I am.
This is fun right now. My God, we're all over the place.
I'm watching a like World Series level wiffle ball game right now. And my son could care less about Coach Bitch, but when it comes to wiffle ball and Seaside, he wants to. It's the end of the world if we don't win. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I think that's great. I think it's great. Some people say if you raise a competitive child, no matter what it is, that's the biggest blessing you could have.
How was media day, Zach?
It was fine, Kyle. Thanks for asking. No, it was good. I think we'll talk about like who represented Auburn first, and then we can talk about stuff that happened around it. You know, I do think, you know, I think Golish did what Golish does. I do think he was better. I'm using air quotes. I think he was better in smaller groups, like what we're used to seeing, whether it's like in the electronic media room or one-on-one interviews with different folks on Radio Row or Digital Drive, whatever they're calling now. The main Seaside Daddy gone, and then in the main room, I thought it was pretty watered down. I thought it was pretty like, okay, just don't do anything crazy, which is fine.
He's in and out. He's always trying a different. There we go. We got two Seaside Daddies now.
Let's keep the old one on.
We got two.
Kick the other Seaside Daddy out.
Absolutely not.
Whenever Christian left and came back in, I lost y'all audio wise.
Maybe I should leave again so we can get a third Seaside Daddy then.
That'd be awesome. No, now we have Seaside Daddies on the chat. So yeah. No, all in all, I was really impressed with Golish. I mean, it's kind of what we expected for the folks who are used to hearing him talk. I don't think there was anything super surprising there. Was impressed with Champ. Was impressed with Alex. I mean, both those guys did kind of what we thought they would do. Byron Brown owned the day.
Without a doubt.
Byron Brown owned Tuesday, whether you want to call it aura, whether you want to call it swagger, whether you want to call it it factor, I don't care. Byron had all of that. And to me, that was the biggest takeaway from the Auburn point of view as far as specific to the guys who represented our university.
Yeah, and it wasn't just him. It was just like the way that Golish spoke about Byron too, I thought was huge. Like it wasn't just like his aura was great, but then how Golish spoke about Byron was just like the mecca, the cherry on top of all of it, man. So I think you can – can you point to and say like he's arrived? Like, and can you even, do we have to say that? Like, do we have to say that he has arrived? He's like only one of 13 players in college football history to pass for 3,000, rush for 1,000. Like, this is something that should be more of a talked about topic. I think now we finally can have that conversation a lot more.
One of my favorite parts of all of media day, and they were like, hey, at the end of the year, if Byron's in the conversation for best quarterback in the country or one of the top players in the country, and Golish is like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean at the end of the year? Like, we're already there. He's already there. Like, what else does he have to do to be in that conversation. Like, that was one of my favorite parts is, like, guys, he's already one of the best quarterbacks in the country. What else do you have to see from him? Did you hear any of that?
Yeah. No, I heard some of it for sure. No, we got there.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think, like, once again, I mean, this kind of lines up with what we've talked about all offseason. If Byram's somewhere else, I think the national discussion around him is dramatically different. If he goes to LSU, I think it's different. If he's going to Miami, I think it's different. But no, he followed his coach where he got all this production from to begin with. Like, I mean, we've pounded that talking point over and over and over again. And I do think – I think this kind of lined up with it. The Albinator saying Golish and Byram are going to be Brady's Belichick levels. Maybe. That'd be great.
Nice. That's up there.
I don't think
a lot of Super Bowls.
I don't think you'd mind that one bit, right?
That's a lot of winning. It's a lot of winning.
So much winning.
Who was the most surprising player or coach outside of Auburn this week during media days, and you know, especially while you were down there, like who really just like made you think the most, Zach?
All the ones that I think of are negative. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I thought Silverfield was pretty interesting today. I don't know if you got a chance to hear him, Zach.
I read a lot of it. I didn't watch him. I've been driving all day. What was interesting?
He had a pretty good mic drop comment when he's talking about his record versus, I think, was it new SEC coaches or something like that? Is whenever people, because people are like, I can't remember the exact question, but it's something like, how do people know who you are? Or when people question who you are, and he's like, just look at my record versus the brand new SEC coaches, which is like 5-1 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Golish never beat him.
It's time to spin the wheel. And then,
it's there.
Golish never beat him. And then, right. I think
I'm going to jump out. I'll see you guys later. I just want to say
okay, hello. Have fun, Seaside Daddy. Have a great time being better than
I can't hear Zach, and this is a disaster, so I'm just going to get out.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad
did that make
up.
The show
I'm
better cool. or worse? I think it made it better. Chat, what do you think?
Did it make it better when there was one or two Seaside Daddies? That's what I want to know.
I think it was better with two. That's objectively funny.
Yeah, that was really good.
The Albinator, I saw a Silverfield quote. Was he taking a shot at Summerall? I mean, I'm assuming it's based on what Seaside Daddy was just talking about. I think it'd be a shot against Bolish, too. I mean, he's part of that record. There we go. K2, I want at least four Seaside Daddies. Yes, I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
Love that.
All right, let's sprint towards this wheel, Christian. Go for
it. Okay, sounds good. Let's go. We can always update, but this is what we got for now. All right, here we go. One score games this year. Do we believe there's going to be over under on one score games 2.5?
Oh, that's over under. Did I set that line?
Maybe. Maybe you did. I don't know. There's a couple in here that I added recently.
That seems so low. That seems so low.
So you think there'll be less than three games of one scores or more than three games?
More. I would say there'd be more than 2.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so what would you say like are the easy ones to say are one score games? So like, I think
most conference games, man. I would say most conference games.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because even some of the ones like that, like you feel really good about, you're still on the road against Starkville, you know?
Right.
What if this total was 4.5?
What if it was 4.5?
4.5, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Let's do that for this conversation. That sounds better.
4.5. I'm probably still taking the over, but I'm thinking about it.
I think Tennessee could be an easy one, like a one score game, maybe even Florida. Cause those are like those two games that we like really feel like those could really dictate the season. And then a couple of those other, you know, really close SEC games. I think over too, like LSU could be a one score game. who knows what Georgia could be. I mean, Georgia could be. Yeah, so I'm with you. I think over for sure.
Missed this, Rev. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I'm starting to not like Sumrall. Glad we dodged him. B, September starts the comeback. November confirms it. C, Auburn isn't 1 year away. The rest of the SEC is 1 year away from wishing Alex Golish had stayed at USF. Wow. Lot to break down here. So the Sumrall thing, I didn't. So whenever I think, okay, I don't know if I like that or not, I have to think, okay, if Auburn's coach did that, would I think it was awesome? And in this case, if Alex Golish, Daryl's phone went off while Golish was talking. And I'm like, oh, okay. And we're like, we're on the second row. Like, he totally heard it. And if he would have looked at Daryl or random person that I don't know and said that, I would have been like, no, like this person flew and spent a lot of money probably and a lot of time to cover you. What are you doing? Like, do your job. Like, okay, somebody's phone went off. Like, who cares? Who cares? It's not a team meeting room. They paid money to be there. You're not paying them to be there. Stop it. So I didn't love that. Daryl described it as like a fake tough guy attitude. And I'm kind of there with you, with him. You want to comment on that before I move to the second thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was bringing this up with Brad on Village Vice today. I mean, I think initially when I initially heard that and was watching it live during it, I was like, oh, it's a joke. Like, okay, whatever. Like the room laughed. Okay, fine. But then I watched it again on social media and I was like really paying attention to his facial structure, like his facial like expressions. He was serious. He was dead serious.
Let me ask you this, because he went back on somebody on Twitter for saying like, he's got to be joking. And he's like, I was joking, is what Sumrall said on Twitter. I don't think it matters if he's joking or not. It still cringes all get out.
Right. And right. Like this is your first, this is your really your first impression in the SEC.
Yeah. I don't, you're not in a team meeting room. I'm fine if you want to kick somebody like, but they're, I don't know. The September starts to come back. November confirms it.
I only have one thing to say that I would make an amendment to this, Rev, is that October confirms it. If they can have a great October, because, man, that schedule is tough, then October can confirm it. That's the only thing I have that maybe disagree with you slightly on. November, you will truly know by then because of how tough that October is going to be.
Yeah. No, if you win in October, you'll win in November for sure. I agree with that. Then Auburn isn't 1 year away. Yeah, I mean, there's a solid chance. I mean, I love that Byram corrected me. One of my last questions with him, if you missed my conversation with Byram, go check it out. But I'm like, all right, you just came from a matured 3 years of an Alex Golish culture. How does that compare to this year? It's probably going to take more than 1 year. What does that look like? No, it's not going to take, like, we're trying to do it this year. I'm not waiting. We're winning now. Like, sweet, great, awesome. So I love that.
I think that's the first and really only time we heard like more of an expectation for this year rather than the identity and the standard narrative that was being addressed for Auburn, which I like, but for Byram, it's his last year. I feel like he had to make sure that was a thing being said, like, we're not wasting this year. Although we want to build, we understand that this is a process. We're not waiting around. So I did really enjoy that too. Bubba Davis.
Bubba Davis here.
In the Seaside Daddy merch.
Bubba Davis is in Ohio, right?
Oh. Isn't Bubba that what the voicemail said?
I'm in Ohio right now.
Oh, man.
Hit me up. If you're close to the Columbus area, hit me up. Thank you for becoming a member.
Also on the Byram boat. Also on that. Yes.
What?
Yes. I'm also on the Byram boat. Yeah. Consider me the first mate of that. Yes.
Right. So I'm going to the National Kart Show a week from today. Driving down
let's go.
On Thursday. I'm going to try to get a bunch of Auburn stuff, all the Auburn stuff I can find for giveaways at the barn. So that's my goal. last year there wasn't a ton of Auburn stuff, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What is like the if there's a is the, okay, that's cool, but I'm gonna ask you a card question because I know you're gonna geek out about this. Is there a grail that you're chasing that you're hoping you find at the National? Doesn't have to be Auburn. Like, what's the thing you're like, if I see it, doesn't matter the price, I'm getting it.
Yeah. I would want any Ramondre Stevenson like high-end card that I don't have something similar of, and then one specific card I'm looking for is 2020 Donruss Optic Cam Newton Downtown. It's his only downtown in a Patriots uniform. So I'm looking for that one.
Well, make sure you find this one. Preston Howard 101.
Well, that would definitely be quite the drop to attend for sure. All right, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, let's spin it. Let's do it.
All the trumpets are next to each other. Hold on. Ready.
We'll shuffle them. Shuffle them. Don't worry.
And we got to celebrate Amy becoming a member. Let's go.
Welcome to the barn, Amy. Woo!
Christian, you're echoing. That was a good time.
What if the echo's from the music? Is it gone now? The echo?
Yes, I think so.
Let me take this off the screen for a minute and shuffle this because it's all together.
Okay.
All right. We can pop back up there now.
All right.
Seaside Daddy Trumpets. Ooh, I like that. It could be a jazz name. All right, we like that.
Sure.
Trading cards for the barn. Ooh, don't hate that.
Yeah, hate that. I wouldn't even know where to start, but that's a fun idea. Fun idea for sure.
Cool. That'd be super cool. Let me spin the wheel. Today's trivia.
Do you have this prepped?
I don't. But I can get it prepped real fast. You know what? We should probably spin the wheel again. I didn't have this ready. I didn't have this one ready. But let's spin the wheel one more time, and then when we talk about something, I'll get trivia's up. We'll do that next.
Okay, sounds good. Spin it again.
It's been a day, huh?
Dude, I feel you. Woke up at like
straight to orange and blue. Straight to orange and blue. You hit orange and blue, man. I'll have a trivia by then.
Okay, hold on. That's just the video one, right?
That's the video.
Where is it?
We're a mess.
Anybody
today
in the chat who's watching this with like no context of what's going on, like just doesn't know the barn lore, please comment because I'd love to like, what are you think? Like, why are you still here? All right. Do you have the trivia?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do. It is it's a baseball trivia. It's not Auburn related. It's baseball related, but we're going to go with sports. In 1962, if you can guess this, I'll give like a 30-second chat. 1962, the first African-American was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame today. Pretty easy. It's pretty much of a softball throw, a meatball. Who do you think it was in 1962? First African-American baseball player to be named to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
I feel like that was too easy. Unless it's
too easy. Okay. But it happened on July 23rd today. All right,
Albinator wins. All right. Assuming that's right. It's Jackie Robinson, right?
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll have better trivias moving forward. Satchel Paige would have actually been a really good answer, but all right, your card of the day.
Hold on. I got my national stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, like I didn't even think about you traveling, like, and have card of the day on here. We need some updates to the wheels.
I don't think I have any Auburn because I don't want to sell the Auburn stuff in Chicago.
So when they're talking about like what kind of barn cards they have.
What's the biggest thing that I brought? I know what I like want. This, I know like what I'll this. Show. Hold on.
That's a good card right there. A caffeinated milk hollow. Yes. Yes, that would be a good one to have. A cookies and cream would be one of the best variants of that, no doubt.
All right, I got something.
All right, let's see it.
We'll rock with the Shohei Ohtani rookie PSA 10. Ooh. Out of Topps Fire.
That is nice.
This will be the first thing I try to sell Thursday. And I will try to buy a Tom Brady card. So that is the move.
I like that. I like that. All right,
there we go.
All right, let's keep playing here.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, we need to get some updates to this wheel for next week. So, folks, hit me up on Twitter in the comments. Give me some things to drop into the wheel. We need to add some stuff in it for next week. We're running a little light here. Ooh, okay. What is your biggest podcast pet peeve? So if you're a listener, what's your podcast listener pet peeve? If you're listening to somebody on a podcast, we'll answer as like podcasters.
I've shared this before on Village Advice. It's one of the many reasons why I dislike Matt so much. When he joined and Brad did the whole like, oh, Zach's out at the beach, it'd be funny to have Matt be on the show. It's when you have the ceiling fan running and the camera angle is shot up at you to where you see the fan on.
Yes.
It drives me crazy. It drives me absolutely up a wall.
Yes. Yes. I also cannot stand that. Mine is a little bit more in the context side of things, but I definitely, that is definitely up there for me. I hate when I have a guest on or I'm a guest on another person's show and they take a question from me and then go on for 8 minutes and they don't take a breath. So you can't even get back in there to like have a conversation. It just turns into like an 8 minute conversation of them just, and this happened on the offense and the defense is something like this. Like they don't take a breath. So it's like, there's not even a spot for you to cut them off. So that's what I hate the most.
Yeah. The Rev, when Graham didn't shave his head, that was crazy.
What? Take me back there. I don't know if I know that lore.
He said if Cam Coleman left, he would shave his head.
Oh, okay.
And Cam Coleman left and went to Texas.
And he didn't shave his head.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's not good. You got to be trustworthy. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Or when they leave their blinds open. See that one? Okay.
I think that's a Brad Law reference because he also said having a 20-year-old computer as well.
Yeah. Hey, Auburn Dad for Life. Yes, we tried the purple cotton candy. We liked it. Yeah, it's one of our members-only reviews. We were a big fan of that one.
On the way up here, I drank the watermelon wave-flavored Alani. It would have been one of our lower scores.
Okay. All right. So I do have that one. I'll drink that one on my own then. And we have a variety pack. It's sitting at my feet right now of Alani's we're going to have in the next couple updates. So
somebody commented. Really, so the first one I pulled out was the pink slush one, but somebody commented that one. So I saved that one. So let's do that one next. That one sounds pretty good.
Okay. Sounds good. Excessive video editing when they edit out every and the video ends being ridiculously choppy. Yeah. Like there was a moment in time when like some of these new apps came in where like that was the normal, like cut everything out, get rid of all dead air.
The script and did like, it. The script was kind of the first one to do all that. Yeah.
It doesn't feel natural. It's just, I'd rather like as a podcast listener, I'd rather hear the instead of like the fast chopping and it just feels all nasty driving in the car. So I'm with
For me, there. It depends what it is. If it's a conversation or something, if it's like a bunch of just information, I'm more okay with it. It's a conversation or whatever. More on board with that. That's a good one.
Yeah. I saw this pink cotton candy, not the purple one. I almost bought this one. Interesting. Did you like this one better than the purple or did you like the pink? I'll get your thoughts on that. Let's spin the wheel while that happens. What do you think about Mississippi State this year? Yeah, Jeff, let me have a couple nice things to say.
Let's look at their schedule.
Yeah, 4.5. 4.5.
State football schedule. All right, let's look. Let's look and see what's going on in Starkville. All right, you count. You ready?
Yep.
ULM Warhawks. That's a win.
Yes.
They go to Minnesota. I genuinely don't know.
I don't have any faith in Minnesota. I think the PJ Fleck train's going to eventually be over. So I'll give Mississippi State the win there. If Mississippi State could be Arizona State last year, they can definitely beat Minnesota. So yeah,
give me Mississippi State. Let's give them the win. 2 at South Carolina. That feels like a toss up to me.
Yeah, let's give them the L there. I think Beamer will try to hold on life for a little bit.
Mizzou. I think Mizzou wins. They host Alabama. I think Alabama wins.
Yep.
Bye week, they go to LSU. I think LSU wins. They host Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma wins. They go to Texas. I think Texas wins. They host Vandy. It's a toss-up. If I had to pick right now, I would say Vandy.
It's later in the season. It's not. It doesn't feel like a true freshman anymore. Yeah.
Then they host Auburn. I mean, I'm picking Auburn to win that game. Tennessee Tech, they'll win that. Then they go to Ole Miss, they'll lose that. So that's
3. That's 3.
ULM, Minnesota, and Tennessee Tech. And that's giving them losses against South Carolina and Vandy. But the line's 4.5, right? Not 3.5.
Yeah. And not a single SEC win. Oof.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like some of their defensive additions, and I like who's their defensive coordinator that's came back. That was their coach, Zach Garnett. Is that his name? He's the defensive coordinator back. I think that's exciting, and I think they have a corner, Kelly Davis, that I think is going to be a first round. He's an animal, 6'4". Like, there's some fun pieces. I don't know if there's enough.
Yeah.
So, man, 3 game. Are they going to lose every SEC game? Do you feel confident saying that?
I think that's a tough schedule. I've seen 2 predictions that have them beating Auburn. You and I talked about one, I think it was CBS.
Yeah, it was their only SEC win. Yeah.
Yeah, and then did a crossover with Jaron Spohr of Locked On Mississippi State, and he has them beating Auburn as kind of their lone SEC win. I think he had them beating Vandy in South Carolina as well, which if you're doing a Mississippi State show, you absolutely should think that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about that for sure.
The refs saying that they're going to beat. That'd be awesome.
Really?
That would be awesome.
A trap game. What's Bama's schedule between that? What makes that a trap game? I need to know now.
Yeah, while you're looking that up. The rev says they beat someone in the SEC they're not supposed to. Yeah, that's probably a decent bet.
So probably Bama, it's I don't know if that's a trap game unless you consider it what's after it on the schedule, because they play Georgia right after. So maybe that's why. But Mississippi State's on October 3rd for Bama. It's on the road, but they play South Carolina right before it and then Georgia right after. So unless you're saying it's a trap game because you're thinking of Georgia right after, then okay, maybe I can see that. But when I'm thinking trap games, I'm thinking about like sandwiching. But yeah, got that.
Let's do one more spin, and then I've got to hop off. I can't go a full hour tonight.
Sure. No worries. No.
The Rev – sorry, we'll click at the same time. The Rev calling his shot. I'll be that guy. MSU wins at LSU. That'd be electric.
That'd be nasty. Yeah.
Man, especially with, like, how brutal LSU's schedule, if that's the one that gets them off, that'd be crazy. That would be absolutely bonkers if that happened.
Would you want that to happen if you're an Auburn fan, though? Because that's the game right before Auburn.
It doesn't matter.
You don't think so? You don't think that matters? Like, they would make them more pissed or anything like that?
Focus on us. That's the goalish mindset. Let's focus on us. Let's do what's best for us.
Look at you setting the standard. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's set standards. We don't set goals. We set standards here.
I love it. I love it. Man, and
what LSU does the week before we play them has – let's worry about us.
Before we spin the wheel, can we just say how awesome, impressive that it was that he stopped saying I and then said we? Like, those little details, I'm not going to forget that all the way up until, you know, the season starts. Like, those are the things that we can think about right now.
It's so intentional, too. It's so intentional.
Yeah. I love it.
They also say Gavin Jenkins is an NFL corner, so I'm all in.
How many Gavin Jenkins cards are you going to go look for?
Whenever he gets one, it'll be, I'll get him.
Is he going to be a personal, a PC of yours once a...
I doubt he'll get cards, but if he ever does, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right, let's spin the wheel for one last time tonight. Here we go. Unless it says spin again. Oh, almost got it.
Oh, gosh.
Over under 0.5. How many times you're going to go to Mama G's? I feel like we can't have, I think it's been one more time, but yeah, you got to answer this question. Under.
I am pounding under. The under here.
Under. Yeah. You're not a Mama G's fan, right? Not at all.
No, soggy sandwich.
Soggy sandwiches.
Christian, this is the only way I think I go to Mama G's. If you come down for a game and stay with us,
okay,
you have to go to Mama G's. You have to.
Just so I can also have a take as
like, and we'll go to the original one. The original one's super cool. Like, I took Leah's dad there, and you know, that's where we ate lunch, and then I asked if I could marry Leah and all that stuff. Like, it's a cool thing. It's not a cool sandwich, but
so there's a memorable moment for you.
I can think of where I would eat one.
So there's memorable moments that are connected about like very important things in your life with Mama G's, but the food is so bad you still won't go to it.
No. All right, let's do one more spin.
Wow. Okay, one more. Here we go. It's a good one to end on. 3.5 over under. How many games played for Tia this year?
I love this question. I made this line. And I didn't know the answer. That's why I felt like it was a good line. So I think it's over.
Okay.
For a few reasons. I think we're going to beat a few teams enough where he plays. Whether it's Baylor, whether it's Southern Miss, whether it's Samford. Two of those for sure you feel good about Tia being in. With as much as in his physical as Byram is, does he miss a play from time to time and need Tia to come in? I think he plays in 4 games.
Oh, that's a really good take there. Yeah, like usually you're just thinking like garbage time for the backup quarterback. But yeah, I mean, it's a physical league. Byram's a player that's not. Okay, I like that too. Okay. Let's assume there's no injuries before we head out here. Assume there's no injuries. Are you still
no injuries? I'll probably go under.
Because like Southern Miss and Samford seem like the easy givens. Like, and then you have to say, okay, is it Baylor and one other SEC school or two SEC schools to get to that over? Like,
yeah,
that makes it tough. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
We got a couple people saying take the overs. We got some on the unders. Here's an over here saying Baylor, Southern Miss, Arkansas, and LSU.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do think there's an element of, is Golish more likely to put him in because they really need to collect information? So instead of being up like 3 scores to put a guy in, like, do they do it if you're up a little bit less just to give him a drive from time to time? I don't know. I think there's an argument there.
A helmet coming off. That's one play too. Like a Byron Brown getting hit and a helmet popping off. Like,
it's not a bad take.
I like that better than the injury take.
I mean
the injury one.
Yeah. Right. Sure. Right. So.
All right.
Cool.
There we go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you all for hanging out.
Yeah. If you stick around after the beginning.
Wise, everyone compliment Christian's hat. It's super, super sharp. And I think that does it. So we'll see you guys next time. Be sure to like and subscribe. For all the folks that you have a super chat, thank you so much. For all the folks that became members, since we had 2 new members, thank you so, so much. The live dive will be tomorrow at 10 Central. Brad and I reunited. It'll be great. We'll see you then. Barncast out.